Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, the Fit and Fab channel, the NBC Network, The Works, with your host Hurricane H. New day, new show. It will be a great topic today, a topic of, you know, that can be inspiring, a topic of success, a topic of healing and, you know, holistic healing, with our guest today, who is a doctor in chiropractic medicine and is also a life coach. So we have a little bit of a combination today. But the first thing is that, you know, our guest today has a unique story. Well, it's not unique. I mean, it happens. It is out there. But he'll share with us his journey, because I think it will be totally inspiring for a lot of people out there. So without any further ado, I have with me Francisco Guerrero. Francisco, Dr. Francisco Guerrero, welcome to the show.
What's up? It's nice to be here. You can call me Francisco. You don't have to call me doctor. It's just a title. I'm not very attached to that title. My ego is not caught up in it, but I appreciate you. Yeah, I earned it. Yeah, everybody says that. It was a struggle to go through the schooling system. You know, it's the schooling system. I started from the public school system. I guess I should start from the beginning. You know, I'm a first generation Mexican American. My parents came from Mexico, from Querétaro and Guerrero, and they crossed the border. I don't know how many years ago, and now they're citizens. So they did it semi the right way. But yeah, first generation, grew up in like the slums of Dallas, grew up with the rats, like crawling next to my head, and my grandma just hitting them with the broom. Like I've had stories like that, cockroaches in the apartments, and went to the public schools here in Dallas, DISD, which, you know, it's government ran. It's not the best educational system. Got through that. I was very reluctant. I was very blessed to go through a decent public school. It was a Montessori school, so it wasn't the worst school out there. And, you know, I became a doctor out of it. So still grateful from where I came from, because we do learn from those painful memories, those hard times. If you don't really have those hard times, then it's kind of hard to be grateful, even though statistically, like the rich kids, like the people that are in better schools, they do better financial wise and success wise. But if you actually make the decision to change your life and have just stay focused and be goal oriented in whatever it is in your life. I wanted to be a chiropractor since high school. I went through the loops and the motions, and I got through it. So if you just stay focused and have clarity in your life, then you can do whatever it is that you want in life. And that's how I did it. So I'm still going that direction. I'm not done yet. We're never done. None of us are done. So yeah, that's the biggest thing. Like, just stay clear and just work on your goals daily. So yeah. It's a little bit about me.
That's a lot, not a little. You know, there's quite a bit in there, man. What a story. And again, it is a story that is inspiring. There's quite a bit of challenges that you've experienced, and frankly, a lot of people have, you know, similar, you know, situations. And that's why I really feel that your message can resonate with a lot of people. And also, this is a worldwide show, which means that people that could be anywhere in the world can also see the value. I mean, you know, the American dream is still the thing that people think of, but it is not as easy as people think. And it does take some sacrifice, some work, and depends on how you get into the country and so on and so forth. Things could be hairy. And, you know, the story of your parents, you know, coming from Mexico across the border, that's a tough one. And, you know, I mean, we hear about that now in the news and, you know, all the crazy stuff that, you know, you hear about the politics and all the stuff. So it's pretty intense. And so it is an experience that is a tough. Now, of course, they made it, you know, through. They gave you the opportunity. Now, again, you said it, you've gone through some of the, I guess, the worst, you know, system, education, you know, pretty much. I mean, and by the way, this is not just in Dallas. It's everywhere. I mean, there is some
pretty much
the public system is not as you know, great, you know, and grandiose as, you know, you if you go to, you know, the private, obviously, right?
Or homeschooling.
Or homeschooling, but it's, you know, homeschooling is a little tough. You know, somebody's got to know what they're doing. So it's a little, that's one. And two is, it's not easy. And that does require a lot of commitment. If your parents are working.
You got to find the right community too.
That is right. That is right. And again, I mean, you said it. I mean, there's a financial aspect of things. And sometimes you have no choice. You got to live, you know, with your means. And everybody does that. Listen, I can relate to that story to a degree. I mean, I'm an immigrant too. I came to the U.S., I'm zero generation. You're like my son, you know, my kids, you know, I'm the one that just, I'm an immigrant myself, you know, just like your parents, you know, came with a dream. And so it is a tough, and I can tell you, like, I came into New York, you know, with literally, I mean, I came for a job, and when that finished, you know, that was a sweet deal for a full year. And then after that, you know, you had to do your own thing. And so I had to come up to New York, not knowing anyone, with a small bag and a couple of $1,000 in my pocket. That's it. You know, and you got to start from scratch, you know, somewhere. And so it was a little, you know, it's a little different, but it is still a challenge. So there are different ways to grow in this country, in different, you know, and parts of the world too. I mean, there's you know, I it's funny because I was talking to someone the other day. They said there's not just the American dream. There's many dreams out there. You know, some people have the French dream. Some people have the Dubai dream. Some people have the Australian dream. But the fact is, you know, people dream of destinations where they think they see themselves, you know, doing things and getting better. And probably, you know, flourishing financially and socially and all the stuff, right? And, you know, there's a lot of pressure there. You wanted to say something, Francisco. Go ahead.
I was just thinking, like, the opportunity is there. The system is still there, but the opportunity has even raised the roof. Like, it's raised higher. Like, we have higher opportunities with the internet, with our phones. We can learn from YouTube and Google and whatever technologies in our phones. Like, we don't need to depend. And I think the younger generation is catching up to this. Like, they can go to all these social media platforms and learn from anybody they want that they resonate with, and they can get mentorship and just, you know, learn from those types of people that they emulate and that they respect. And, you know, a lot of people are just caught up in the instant gratification, and there's also a lot of lazy people that, you know, they're not living up to their standards. And, you know, the biggest tool that we have is right in our pockets, is our phones. You know, that's a big technology that a lot of us take for granted. And sometimes that's even better than the schooling system. Like, you have all the schooling system that you need in your phone, in your pocket. You can buy books, you can, you know, watch a video and just learn from people like yourself. And, you know, the education should never stop. Like, we should never stop learning at all. So we have a disposable in our pocket. So it's amazing where we've come from and where we're at now. And it's just like, the possibilities are there to be successful.
You know, thank you for stating that, because, you know, the historic thing worldwide was that you get a formal education. That was the traditional way. You grow up, you go to school, you get it. And that's a system that was designed, you know, to create labor, basically, for the most part. And, you know, again, there's the public and the private. Some of the private becomes executives and, you know, leaders and so on and so forth. And that, by the way, this is generalizing, but that's kind of like how it kind of was designed. I mean, really. You know, you create this system where people can come in, get trained in a way through the education system in a format. You got to go up a certain hour, you got to finish a certain hour, and basically preparing you for what's going to come next, which is the job. And that's the labor, where you are basically part of the system, and you come in and we're the worker bees, technically, right? That's kind of like how the education system was. And, you know, to a degree still is. But what changed with the technology? Like, for example, back in the days, at least when I was younger, you know, you wanted to have information, you go to the library. That's where you get your information from, right? Mm-hmm. That's all. There is nothing else. With the internet, with Google, with all these search engines, with the phones and the iPhones and all these smartphones now, you know, the information now, as you said, the education has changed the way it is. And there's let's differentiate. There's the formal education, and there's the education on the intellect. And sometimes that gets confused. I mean, you know, you know, having a degree doesn't make you very intellectual. You know, not having a degree does not necessarily mean that you're not intellectual. You can be intellectual and not having a degree, and vice versa. Now, a degree does help. It works because the system requires it. It's a piece of paper that's an accolade that actually gives you that entry point, or at least it eliminates, you know, because people get, you know, filtered by like the type of education. Like, let's say the two of us, three of us, four of us, you know, listen right now, want to apply for the same job, you know, the difference will be like their resume, right? And then their experience and the degree. What school did you go to? Even if you have equal stuff, now you're going to start filtering with other things, like your extra skills. And that's how it works. But now with, as you said, today, you have certifications. Google has these tremendous certifications that you can do. And there's plenty of other things out there. You can learn skills. You can become, like you said, you mentioned like YouTube. You can learn anything you want on YouTube. you can be an expert in everything. I mean, there's AI applications that can teach you everything right now. So it's amazing where we are today in terms of the ability to learn and therefore to make, you know, money, financial gain, you know, and really be independent in a way. And you're right, the newer generation is more hip to it. And, you know, and I encourage everyone, I don't care what generation you are, you know, you got to catch up with the times and you always have to be up to date with the tech. Otherwise, you will be a little too behind schedule. I mean, and we've noticed that a couple of years back when the computer was introduced, you know, the senior generation had a little bit more delay to get into it. Not today. The good news is everybody's got a phone. Everybody's attached to the internet and so on and so forth. So there is that. So thank you for really bringing that up because, you know, and we see it, you know, people are making money. We have millionaires in TikTok and Instagram and social media, influencers. It's a different way of earning. People are sharing value and they're getting, you know, revenue for it. Why not? You know, so there's a lot of stuff. It's a world that's out there that is new. It's just the next generation of everything, right? So yeah. Go ahead.
So it's not always, education is important to a certain extent. We have all the knowledge that we need at our disposal, but we do need application as well. We can read all the books that we want. We can get all the information that we want and get the research that we want, but we need to apply what we learn as well. If not, then we're just, you know, using that knowledge and wisdom as nothing. So we got to learn how to apply that knowledge and wisdom as well. That's a huge difference as well. And the social media platforms, like if you're out there putting yourself out there, like trying to build an audience, we have to have something to, you know, serve them with. Like, what are we going to provide for them as well? Like, what are you trying to sell? Like, are you trying to sell blankets, pillows, cars, whatever it is that you're skillful at or passionate about? You have to know that so that you can offer that to your people. And my skill set is teaching others how to live a healthier life, you know, to be more mentally strong, to build a body that they want, to create the human that they want to be better at their nutrition, because a lot of people are sick and they're obese. They're pre-diabetic, they have diabetes, they have all these diseases. I don't know about you. I would expect you to see that in like the eastern area you're at, in New Jersey and New York. I would expect a lot of people nowadays, they're super unhealthy, obese, and just sick compared to what you saw back in the day. I don't know how old you are, but in the 80s, it was way different than how it is now. There's more healthier people compared to what it is now, because there is an epidemic of diabetes, obesity, and the average American is 17 pounds overweight, probably even more now. But yeah, there's a true epidemic that's going on as far as like people's health. And it's scary, you know, because we can see this with our loved ones, with our close ones. We see that they're not really in the best health, in the best form that they can be. So they're not really expressing themselves. They're not living in their full potential. So that's my passion, is just to help coach other people how to live a healthier, holistic life where they can, you know, hold themselves accountable, and I can hold them accountable as well. So that they can live the life that God created them to be, because I mean, we are images of God at the end of the day. And if we're not, you know, taking care of ourselves, then we're disrespecting God at the end of the day. So we got to make sure that we truly respect ourselves, love ourselves, and put the work, put the application, not just the knowledge that's out there, into work, so that we can create that person that we want to be, so that we can help other people and love other people as well, and help others heal, because we can all heal one another. Like, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a chiropractor, you can be whoever it is out there in the street. You can help, you know, raise people, you can adopt a child, you can, you know, pick somebody up from the ground if they're struggling. Like, that's healing in its own way. So we can all heal each other. And sometimes we get so isolated and caught up in our egos, and, you know, that's just ego, because we're just not where we need to be in life. So yeah, we need more of that. We need more healthy people so that we can just be more clear on our path, so that we can help other people. And I'm just trying to clear up the fog that's caught up in people's minds. Like, I don't know, there's a lot of angry people because they're just not taking care of themselves, and they're not really in their right state of mind. So I'm just trying to bring more awareness to that and just, you know, help people be better.
Well, thank you. And by the way, you're touching on a lot of things, and I will go back to the whole, you know, approach to the holistic stuff, to nutrition, all that. But I, you know, I love what you said about the practice and part of things, right? Because you're right. I mean, we started the discussion about having the ability to learn, and we have the tools, you know, but you're right. You can have all the tools in the world, but if you're not putting them to practice, nothing. I mean, you know, talk is cheap. You know, you got to talk the talk, walk the walk. It's a very common expression we hear all the time, but you're right. The one thing that, you know, that's, you know, it's funny because we can read a book, we can memorize a book, and we'll just be a copy of the book. You know, I mean, literally, that's all there is. If you take a book and not be able to deliver what's in it, the information that you get from it and dissect it and maybe deliver some of that, you know, whatever you learn, then you're not doing anything, no service to anyone. And that book is basically just being, you know, copied into your memory, and that's all there is.
Kind of like the Bible.
Well, Bible, any, I mean, it's really, I mean, think any about book, yeah. You know, like back, I'm going to give a, you know, in our tradition, there is a some resemblance to this particular, you know, item I'm going to discuss. Like, so if you think about mules back in the days, right, they carry stuff. They can carry gold, they can carry books, they can carry information, but they have no clue what they're carrying, right? So, you know, not to give the analogy that we are, you know, but sometimes if what's the difference between us and, you know, and somebody, and an animal that is not seeing the value, or anything that is alive that doesn't see the value, understand what's actually around them, if we don't, you know, actually take that information, that's basically the light, right? That's basically the treasure that we have. We have a lot of that information. We have a lot of good stuff. So we can't just have things and not do anything with them. We can't have carry information and books and all the stuff and be basically blank, you know. So it doesn't make sense, right? So it is something that we need to apply in every single thing. I mean, even, you know, we're talking about, you mentioned about taking care of yourself and the health, right? You know, it is not easy to take care of your health. You're young, you think you got it, but as you age, things are not the same. And you said it well. I mean, we are obese, you know, at least in the States, we see a lot of that, you know, of that today. East Coast, West Coast, doesn't matter where you are. I mean, I think it's just the nutrition, the way we eat, the fast food, the processed food, and all the bad things, the sugary things. Everything we eat now is ultra processed or bad for you in general, right? So it's not really, we're not eating properly. And you're right. So are we doing anything with the information? And by the way, people, as you said, people are watching things and getting stuff, but are they practicing, you know, the stuff that they're getting? And that's the thing. We want to be enlightened. And that's really it. I mean, the mission, you know, at the NBC Network is to, you know, educate, enlighten, inspire, and motivate. So we want to enlighten people as to what's available. Now, someone can say, well, we already know this stuff. Well, that's great. Are you applying or you're not applying? And if you say you're applying, well, great for you. That's a great thing. So are you sharing that? You know, what are your application? Because it's not just about us. It's also what we can do to help others, right? As you said, we can mentor people. We can, you know, help somebody that is, you know, having a difficult time in any shape, form that we can. You're doing the work. I mean, you choose the path of life coaching and helping people to get better. And ultimately, you know, that's actually something that you're going to contribute into society with, right? And you're going to help people change their lives to a better. But, you know, so I want to pause there. I just want to go back to something about your career. You actually went to chiropractic specifically. And so have you practiced chiropractic, you know, medicine? I mean, do you have like, you know, that?
Yeah, I'm a straight holistic chiropractor. I'm actually at the office now. But I was just doing extra work here. Usually I'm up here throughout the week, and yeah, I'm currently a chiropractor. I've been a chiropractor since 2019. That's when I graduated. And you know, 2020 hit and I was working for somebody and I got let go because of the pandemic, which was fine because I was miserable there. And you know, it wasn't really what I wanted to do. It was more insurance based, more pain based. Now it's more holistic, vitalistic, just more straight chiropractic versus mixing in the insurance based system, which is more medical based, which is not really truly chiropractic. So I'm more straight, more holistic, more Eastern philosophy versus the Western philosophy that is infiltrated the United States. It's Western philosophy is more, you know, we got to drug people, we got to give people medications, give them toxins, surgeries, vaccines, injections, all these types of stuff, you know. It's all toxic overload for the human body. So I believe that, you know, we are born to heal naturally, like how God intended us to be. So that's a huge topic and a huge debate in itself. What I do as a chiropractor, I just, you know, simply remove any interferences that's happening within the spine, because the vertebral column is protecting the spinal cord and the brain connection. So if something is out of whack as far as your spine, your vertebras, then there's potential, there can be potential interferences or pressure on those structures. Could be the nerves, the disc, or the spinal cord in itself. So if you think of the spinal cord, you can think of it as a rope. And if it gets twisted, then the rope is not going to be, the hose is not going to be flowing correctly, like a water hose. Like if there's like a bent area in the water hose, the water is not going to be flowing correctly. You can think of that within us, the life force that's within us, that's connected with the intelligence that's running the physical body, the brain and the spinal cord, that's physical. But we also have that intelligence that's running that. So you could think of it as universal intelligence or innate intelligence. So it's the spirit that's out there and the soul within us, that's an extra, that's just more the spiritual side of things. As far as like the physical side of things, of course, you got the physical, you got the brain, you got the organs, you got your cells. That's more the physical things. And then you also have the emotions. It's just all connected. So I just simply remove the interferences within the body and let the body do the rest, because we all have that intelligence that we can heal naturally from within. It's not from outside, it's from within us. We got to take care of ourselves internally. So I came in the chiropractic space with the wrong intentions. I was doing it for the money. Money is important. We have to have money to create leverage and, you know, to be successful in life and to create opportunities. But I was doing it for the wrong reasons. Insurance pays more. So, but it was just like, I felt like I was selling my soul, and I was glad that the pandemic hit and I was let go after 4 months of working there. So I was going to be there for 2 years. I mean, I would have stuck it through, but I was just doing paperwork. I wasn't really caring for people, and I was just upcharging people, just trying to sell people, which is important. We have to know how to sell. But it was just like more mechanistic. I was seeing people as machines, but human beings are not machines. We're more than that. Hence why it's a vitalistic, straight chiropractic approach that I practice, more Eastern versus the Western, where they see everybody as machines. We're living in a matrix right now in this Westernized society where they just see us as batteries, as laborers, as slaves, as machines. So I'm past that like thought process. Like I'm trying to break free from the matrix and just help people wake up as well. So,
well, you know, it's funny you touch in on all the stuff that I enjoy in terms of discussions. I mean, we can be here for a couple hours easy. Well, first of all, because you're touching on some elaborate stuff. And you know, I love that what we differentiate between the Western, you know, medicine and the Eastern medicine, or the ancient arts of healing kind of concept. So, which is all holistic, and holistic means it's a little bit more than just the meds and stuff. You're looking at it from the body, the soul, the spirit, the energy, the whole nine. I mean, it's every single thing that makes who we are as humans. And a lot of, you know, the people, and I've had a few shows that we talk about quantum stuff or energy-based, you know, healing and things like that, and it's really
light of that.
Exactly. And but it is important stuff that we have forgotten. You know, if you look at the ancient, you know, civilizations, and Eastern specifically, you know, they used meditation, different things of healing process. There's the herbs, you know, from, you know, at least the nature stuff, and you know, so it's not just, as you said, it's not mechanical. We don't just treat the body, because the body is one thing, the mental state is another. So you have to actually make sure that you know, sometimes it's all mental. You don't even have a physical problem, you just have a mental problem. So all these things have to be, you know, designed. But if we live in a world where, you know, what is your symptom? I got pain, here's a pill, right? And by the way, that has, to a degree, it can work, right? But it is not, I've always said this, it has a place, but that place may not resolve the problem or the root cause of the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, so
emergency.
We can do an emergency fix. That's good. But then
effects to it.
Oh, well, that's a guarantee. I mean, I don't think there's a drug that says there's no side effect to it. Maybe there is. I'm not a pharma guy. But there's always a side effect, even if it's a mild stuff, right? I mean, it's funny because you look at any ad, right? When there's a drug ad, you know, and they start like blurring that whole disclaimer about like, you know, all the different things that can go wrong. I mean, you
small
hear
letters.
That, you do not want to talk about it. You don't even want to take that pill. But
yeah, I don't even want to talk about it right now. They might censor us, or they might try to get me.
No. There is no censoring. There's no. I mean, we're talking. This is just a fact. We're not bashing anybody. Again, like I said, I mean, there is a need for medicine, right? And it's evolved, and there is a route. Medicine historically has been out there, you know, herbalists and stuff like that. But then now we're more synthetic and lab, you know, based and stuff. And so there's also an addiction factor, because then that's the financial piece, as you said. The world is more today about money than about caring, and it's unfortunate, but that's the reality of things. We live in a world that is materialistic, capitalistic. You know, we want more, we want more, we want more. And how much is more? And where does it stop, right? Sometimes we go beyond the fact of caring. And so it doesn't matter. As you said, you know, hospitals can be, you know, sometimes just processing, you know, people, because it's just the way it is. That's how they make money, right? And you talked about insurance. I'm in the insurance space. You know, if insurance is always looking at cutting, you know, the expenses, and so now the facilities may have to up, you know, charge things, you know, to make sure that, you know, they can get more money for whatever services, so they get more services charged. And it's always that pull and, you know, tag and pull between the, you know, the two entities, and that's difficult. Now you find yourself in the middle of it right after school, you know, where you see yourself like, you know, what am I doing here? I'm not helping. I'm just processing, you know, bills and money and stuff like that, but I'm not seeing the care that I've actually got the education for. And so there's nothing wrong with that. I think that is commendable, and, you know, it's good work. And by the way, there's another thing that you mentioned that is very unique and powerful. The fact that you realized that this was not for you and you chose your own path. And, you know, for some people, the tragedy of the pandemic was a blessing as well. You know, and so many people have made that transition and became more free. And then that, I love what you said, I'm being freed from the matrix. You know, now anyone that watched the movie, you know, the red pill, the white, you know, the blue pill, that's a, you know, Neo concept. But it's very similar to the life that we have. So it's breaking free, meaning that you're just basically not following the 99%. You're going through your own path, which is, you know, a different path. Or maybe there's a smaller percentage. I think that percentage is getting bigger and bigger now. You know, I mean, it used to be maybe 1%. Now I think there's more of a 10%. There are a lot of people that are awake. I think people have, with what's going on now with the internet and stuff, people are sharing information. So there's
especially
more of
what happened after the pandemic. A lot of truth was told, and a lot of people were waking up.
It is. But again, things happen. See, there's no coincidence. No matter what it is, how people orchestrate things, there's a plan. And so we can plan, but as you said, you know, God plans, but, you know, God is the major, you know, the mighty planner, right? So the fact is, no matter what we do, there's always a plan of a plan of a plan of a plan, sometimes beyond what our, you know, mind can even comprehend. So there's all that. But you've chosen, you know, the path of doing better, helping more, and being more productive and helping, you know, folks do, you know, what they're supposed to do for their health and their life. And you moved away from that system in a way. And obviously, I'm sure you still get paid, because again, you said money is important. We need it. It's a means, you know, to the end. It's not the end. And so we need to use it. But we I always say this, you don't want to have the money in your heart. You want to have your money in your hand. Don't let it get into your heart and soul. You just want to be able to control it. Yes, if you have it, you can control it magically, and that's it, and effectively. So the concept of matrix that you mentioned is powerful, because you're right. There is a way things are done, and there's a way things can be done. And knowing the difference is up to everybody. Everybody watching or listening, it's up to them to make that decision. Like, again, you're just given the information, and they have to do it. And I love what you said. If you can get rid, for example, of all the bad things that can, or the interference, as you stated, you know, that can interact with your spine and your nervous system and your, you know, continuum, and, you know, maybe the disconnection between the mind and the body and all the stuff, all that stuff is important. Now you heal through, I guess, ancient stuff, or, you know, Eastern stuff. So let's talk about that specific, you know, method of healing that you use. Because most people think chiropractic is taking the spine, popping some bones, and just, you know, tilting the body to a certain degree, cracking some things, and that's about it. But there's more to it. If you can just at least, you know, explain to us, you know, a little bit the concept of the chiropractic, and then, you know, add to it the holistic approach to it.
So it just depends on the practitioner, how I approach it. I approach people spirit to spirit, soul to soul. I don't just see them as a physical body, because we're more than just a physical body. We're being ran through, you know, innate intelligence, which is, you know, another term for soul, or the intelligence that's coming from God or the universe. And we're connected with that. So I approach people very energetically. And I still, you know, you might hear the noises whenever I do adjust people. You might hear the pops and the cracks, but that's not even the important part of it. So I don't even care, honestly, about people's pains, even though I do care for them and I'm there listening at that moment, because I already know people can heal. I already know they can get better. They have to put in the action with what the plan is, and they have to execute the plan at the end of the day. Like I always tell them, like, you're gonna more than likely you're gonna feel better, but it's what you do after you get out of here. Like, you can go back to your old habits, you can go eat like junk, like the junk food, and then that's only gonna create those interferences within you. Depends on your posture habits, you know, it just depends on your stress levels, your emotional stress, and the trauma, the physical trauma that you're doing. So it just depends what you do outside of the office afterwards and what caused this as well. So we want to get to the root cause so that you can be more connected to your path and be more aligned, not just physically, but to your purpose in life.
Well, so Francisco, so do you see more of people having physical, I guess, manifestation of pain and illness based on the lifestyles they conduct, meaning that, you know, they take on, like you said, bad food, you know, bad behavior, working crazy, too many hours, not sitting properly, not doing the right thing for themselves? Is that, do you see that being the root cause? And then, you know, how do you address that? I mean, because as you said, this is a whole change that you are presenting to these people. Like, you know, they've been knowing this is the way, and now you tell them this is a different way. You know, I sounded like Star Wars for a minute. This is the way. but you know, the concept is there is a better way, you know, and you cannot, I love what you said, soul to soul, energy to energy, that there's beyond that. But do you find that the main reason they show up in pain and stuff is because, one, is they're probably disengaged from their, I guess, energetic, you know, self or soul, or their spiritual, you know, aspect of life, and or they just basically immerse in the hustle, the rat race, the day-to-day activities, and the crazy? Because I think that's the problem. That's the matrix. We are basically a robotic. We get up, it's the same frequency. We go up, we do exactly what we do. We eat the stuff that is out there, and sometimes we don't take care of business, and then before you know it, as you said, you asked me about my age, I'm 53. So I can tell you, you know, you can get a beating in your body if you don't take care of it. So you have to maintain if you want to keep up the vitality. Matter of fact, I met someone yesterday and we were talking about that. It's not so much that you're going to live long or less, because I believe that everybody's got a timeline, and you finish that timeline, that's your expiration date, and, you know, and you transit to the next world. But how do you go about going through this timeline is the most important thing. Do you go with pain and hardship, or do you go with ease and being very vital and enjoy every moment of it until the end? And so that's the difference. But if we do all the bad things and we keep the modality that has been, I guess, given to us as a system, and we just take that and we don't, you know, take the time to reset and really review our way of doing things and maybe adjusting correctly and putting measures in place to help us do better, then that's it. I mean, it's on us, right? Now, you are basically a vehicle, a medium that helps, you know, and I don't mean the medium in the magician, you know, you know, magical, yeah, space, you know, space. It's more about the person that is actually brokering this whole deal between you being in a bad place and I'm going to make you in a better place and take you to the next level and a different world of living. So what is your core take on this? I mean, really, is that it? I mean, is that what I just stated in terms of all the bad things, or there's more to it that we're just missing?
No, you pretty much hit it right on the nail. A lot of people are spiritually connected. They don't even know about their energy. That's why a lot of people have just like resting bitch faces. Sorry for the language, but they just have like meme mugs all the time. It's not because you know, they're in a bad mood, it's because they're more than likely spiritually disconnected. And a lot of people come up here because they're in pain. And I see it, like I can just see it, because that's my job, is just to help, or I just analyze people, because I can tell by people's posture and how they're carrying themselves. Like I can feel people's energy and how their energy is just like how they are in the moment. For example, if you see somebody walking across the street and they're like, or walking in public and they're all hunchback, or, you know, that says something, like their energy is being leaked. They're not really opening up their heart where they can fully express their heart, because our heart is a high vibrational frequency that we can give to other people. So that's just one example. So what I notice is a lot of people think that chiropractic is just pain-based, but it's much more bigger than that. It's actually the disconnection of the intelligence that's running that physical, that the show, the heart. So the heart is still pumping blood while we're sleeping. That's the intelligence that I'm talking about. So if there's a disconnection there, then just imagine what else is being disconnected as far as like your connection with God. And there's a lot of religious people out there, and back to the Bible, whenever I said, like, if you don't apply the Bible's teachings, like you can read the Bible all day and all night every day, but if you're not applying it, then you're just being a hypocrite. Like if you're not taking care of your health, then if you're obese, if you're overweight pastor teaching about the Bible and you're unhealthy, then are you really living up to what God really wants you to be? Same thing with money. Like God wants us to have money, but if we're not making money, if we're being lazy, then we're not really living up to the word that is being taught in the book. So we have to apply everything. So with your age, like, I mean, it's perfect, and you know, anybody can heal. I don't take any credit of like healing. Like we all have that responsibility of healing from within. So I just help facilitate, like you said, I'm a medium. Everybody should be a medium. I just help facilitate that process. If anybody needs help with that, like we're here. They did it even before chiropractic even existed, before the profession even existed. They did it in the Eastern side of the world. Back in the ancient days, they would just heal each other. So we can still do that now, but we just somehow forgot because of the Westernized culture that took over the United States and pretty much the world and the politics. So we have to remember that we are our own healers, and we can help other people heal by helping them be aware of what they're doing to them, their bodies, and how they're treating themselves with self-care. Like you said, with your age, like it's important for self-care so that you can, you know, sustain a longer life, potentially whenever that life, you know, whatever your lifespan is, like you want to live the best quality life versus the least quality life, because you're going to be miserable. Of course, you're going to be in pain and you're not going to be happy with your life, because you might not know, or you might be confused, or they taught you wrong, and we got caught up in the system. So that's the number one thing I tell people. Like, I'm not healing you. I'm just simply removing any interferences within your body, within your spine, and then letting your body do the rest of the healing, because you already have that intelligence within you. And you also had to take care of yourself outside of this office, even after I adjust your spine, after I help you get back into alignment. Like, you still have to put in the work to get you where you want to be in life. Like, you have to take care of your mind, your thinking, your nutrition, your movement. You still got to exercise and move your body, because there's so many benefits behind all that. Like, you don't want to just provide your body with junk and comfortability, because then you're not going to be living a healthy, optimal state. So everybody should be doing that, no matter what age you are, even babies, kids. Like, we see a lot of babies here, because it just helps with their development as well. Like, their neurospinal structure is important in their early ages, so that they can, you know, develop good habits and just be on the right trajectory of life before, you know, tragedy even happens, before diseases. So I help people get back in ease, because a lot of people are in dis-ease. I like to say dis-hyphen ease, not diseases. But a lot of people do come with symptoms and pain, but that's the last thing that I'm worried about. Like, I want them to fully be more expressful as a human being versus, you know, getting out of pain, because anybody can get out of pain with drugs, with all these other therapies that are out there. But are we really getting to the root cause, the root issue of the problem?
Well, thank you. And you're touching again on a couple of things. One is, as you said, that you're aging, that's great, but you want to live happy. But here's the thing, if you're in pain and you're not, you know, really doing, you're not in the best shape or fit, you know, like, I guess, element, you're not going to enjoy life. You can't travel. You can't visit things. You can't have fun with your grandkids if you have grandkids or your own kids, you know, even at early ages, right? It could be a lot of things. Things that people will take for granted, you're going to have a problem with, right? Because now you can't. I mean, whether it's just ADL activity stuff, the living, right, can be a problem. So all these things can be challenging if you're not taking care of yourself. And by the way, again, I love what you said, that when we preach, we need to practice what we preach, right? And you give the example of a pastor who's given, you know, the word, and yet, you know, everything that he's preaching, he's not doing himself or herself, you know. And that's actually an important piece of life. We can talk about things, but, you know, again, we got to do, as you said earlier, we have to take action. We have to practice what we do, what we talk about. And so someone comes to you. You've mentioned the word alignment a couple of times. Now, in chiropractic, we hear it, you know, you align the spine. But I think you're doing a little bit more than just align the spine. You're aligning their spiritual energy, the frequency, all that together with their spine. So now they're really together, right? Now, let's assume, like, for someone that's watching or listening right now, the question still is, well, how do you do that? I mean, I come to you all bent out of shape. You know, my body's aching. My spine is twisted. My vertebrae are, you know, maybe I have some herniated. I don't know. Whatever I have, I come to you. You know, that's the physical aspect. But how do you, and you notice that the energy is not there. It's off. How do you make those two alignments align? I mean, literally, I mean, you have the physical and the spiritual alignment in one session or a couple sessions as you do it. How does that practice work?
Well, where I come in as a chiropractor, I help people with their spine, obviously with their physical aspect. And if they want to go further, that's where the life coaching comes in. Anybody can do it at any given moment, but I help people just realign themselves and I realign them into their purpose, because everybody has a purpose in this life. Everybody was made special to do something out of our own lives. And we tend to get out of purpose and we live average, mediocre lives when really we have a superb or something special within us that needs to be expressed, that needs to be shared to the world. Everybody does, but not everybody is expressing that. So I hope people realize that and then just help them create that better version of themselves and create confidence in themselves by healthier habits, by self-inflicted pain. You know, we got to struggle and sacrifice in order to grow as well. So I help people, you know, create a plan for them and to live, to have healthier habits as far as your mindset, your training, and your nutrition goes, because that's part of the equation as far as like the physical goes as well with chiropractic work. And then you can be connected to the spiritual side of things. Once you're aligned within yourself and your purpose, you're answering the calls from consciousness, which is, you know, the voice from above. You can answer those messages that's coming to your consciousness. And now you're living life on purpose. You can fulfill what you have to do during the day, throughout your days, throughout the weeks, the years to come, however long you live, whatever it is that you need to, you know, share as your truth. So I hope people just realize that and just be more connected with that.
So thank you. So essentially you're combining your chiropractic practice with the life coaching practice and life, you know, I guess concepts that can, you know, assist, you know, in terms of changing all the bad things and all the root causes that are causing why their body is in pain. And through that process, you help them basically identify all the, you know, well, you identify all the bad things that they've been, I guess, accustomed to over the years. And then you kind of give them new behaviors and train them, you know, and coach them into like a new way of life, whether that be it, you know, I guess to your point, nutrition, workout, you know, looking at, you know, all the different things, being, you know, more active, doing more things. Now, how does that journey work? If I come into you, let's say you physically figured that out. Now, as a life coach, what would that journey be like for me as a customer or a client?
Well, it just depends on what you're struggling with. Like, a lot of people are struggling with vices, with alcohol, with drugs, prescriptions, and they just lose touch of themselves and their purpose. So we figure that out, and then we create better habits, and we change the disciplines, the core beliefs of that individual to change and become the better version of themselves. Because most of the people are sick, like I said, they're just not living life in purpose. Like, they're just going through the motions, like you said, and they're just caught up with the work, with the cycles of life. And we're much more than that. Like, we need to just stay aligned and not get caught up in the distractions that's out there. That's another vice. And we need to stay aligned with our true purpose versus drifting. This is what it talks about in the book of Napoleon Hill's Outwitting the Devil. That's a great book. The devil's out there trying to drift people and, you know, just trying to get you out of purpose, out of alignment with yourself and your purpose in life. So the thing is, we have to stay clear. We have to have clarity in our own mind, which, you know, the mindset is super, super important to take care of. Mental health is important. A lot of men are out there committing suicide at a faster rate nowadays than back then. So it's super important to create that and instill those core principles and disciplines and good habits so that we can create that strong individual, like how we were back in the ancient days, where they would just go hunting for food and, you know, provide for their families and not be in this depressed anxiety state. So I hope people just, you know, create better habits and, you know, get them sober, clean, because I used to live that type of lifestyle as well, where I was just dependent on drugs, alcohol, partying, drinking and driving, you know, womanizing. So I got through that, and I'm about to be 2 years sober. So I help people get through that as well, because at the end of the day, that's not really a good thing to do. As men, that's kind of like a rite of passage, where our fathers, they think that giving their kids a drink is, you know, helping them become a man, but it really isn't. You're just destroying their lives. And, you know, the age limit of, you know, 18 or 21 is just a rite of passage. Like, we don't need that at all. And there's a lot of deaths that happen with that, of course, with alcohol, and it's still legal. So a lot of people are just destroying their lives with, you know, pleasures versus purposeful things in their lives. So I hope people just realize that you have a purpose. Like, you should be chasing purpose over pleasure.
Well, thank you. And that's big. There's a few big words you've used there. One is the mindset. The other two is purpose and pleasure. And you're right. People are conditioned to pleasure. And I love what you said about parents just kind of like, hey, you're 21. I mean, you hear this all the time. I'm going to turn 21. It's like, what's the excitement? Well, I can drink now. Well, you probably could have, you could still drink before 21. You're just not going to be able to do it in public or go to the bar and order a drink. But like, for example, in Europe, that's not the age, right? People drink it early. I mean, literally. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of parts of the world you can drink at early age. So, but you're right. It's not, what's the achievement there? Like, okay, you can get alcohol now. And so people start getting crazy with that. Like, finally, I can get this. And then you're right. People die driving. There's a lot of accidents that happen. I mean, that's why the insurance rates are expensive, you know, when you're from 18 to 25, because that's where the highest risk of accidents are, the majority are happening, right? So there's all these things, but you're right. The purpose should be something different to elevate you, you know, to really, you know, go up to the next level and becoming something better and making something better of your life. But you're right. And I love what you said about you being specifically being sober 2 years, which means you've been there, you've seen it, you know it better than most. And that's always a good thing. When you're coaching someone, the first thing is like, well, what do you know about this, right? But if you have the history and you know what it was and how it was and what you are today and how you feel today, you can easily relate to that and you can easily show them what that is. And now people can take voucher, you know, they'll take that from you, because now they have something that is solid coming out of you because you've experienced the same. So that's an important piece. And I love what you said about the concept, just the mindset. Because I was going to ask you, when people come to you, I mean, there's a good chance people are not willing to change. I mean, that's the hard part. I mean, a lot of people, when you face them with the truth, well, bro, you're going to have to change your behavior. Like, what do you mean? I'm perfect. I do everything. I'm happy the way I am. Are you really? And so now that debate comes in. But if someone is really open to like, I need to change, you know, or at least to have someone help them change, that's a big difference. The problem that we have is that, like, you know, I mean, ego is a big part of our human race, right? You know, you can't tell me what to do. I got this. Well, do you really got that? Yeah. So these are some of the things. But when someone comes, they have to have the ability and the open mind that, you know, they're going to get a feedback that may not be what they expected. And that's when they have to shift their mindset. Like, you know what? Can I be here? And it takes some convincing. Now, we use the word sailing, right? And it's important to sail. But it's more of consulting, advising. Listen, this is where you are. This is what's causing this. What do you want to do? You want to stay here or you want to do better? You know, and the way you break it down can make it makes sense. You know, the way you present it. I mean, yeah, you're right. This is what's the problem. Oh, okay. Now, are you open to making some shifts? Yes, I am. And some I've had actually great guests, you know, that has similar experiences that talked about how they were given the opportunity to rehab and stuff, but they still didn't do it. They still fake it, you know, for a while until they get to a point when they're, no, this is not it. I have not committed. And it takes a commitment to make the change. Anyone, by the way, whether for success, for education, for life, for marriage, for, you know, for kids, for whatever you want to do, you need to commit for business, you know, and health is the most important thing because without it, nothing else matters, right? You cannot be good to anyone if you're not healthy. So all the stuff requires that confidence to believe and the ability to accept change and the mindset that you want to shift from a negative to a positive, you know, approach. And that's a difficult thing. Now, do you find that difficult with people? Like, you know, when you address them to the core and you're like, hey, you need to make a change now. How does that work? How what is your experience with that?
One of my recent people, like, he was just caught up in the drinking still, and he committed a month into the program, my coaching program. And, you know, he seemed like he was going to do it, but then he told me that he was drinking every night, was staying at the hotel because he had just gotten through a breakup, a recent breakup. And, you know, I talked to him like days after he found another woman, but was still caught up in the alcohol. So it's a little bit more difficult for them to change if they're still drinking, caught up in the vices. So sometimes people have to learn the hard way in order to, sometimes they have to hit rock bottom, like even more, in order to change. So he had the plan, he just didn't execute. So I felt for him, like I kind of, you know, felt bad, but at the same time, you know, it's his experience and he has to learn on his own. At the end of the day, he's a man of his own, and I'm not gonna like pressure him. I'm gonna lay out the blueprint, you just follow these footsteps, and more than likely you're gonna get the results that you want, as long as you're honest with yourself, because I'm gonna give you the training, I'm going to give you the mindset, I'm going to have you, I'm going to keep you accountable, and then you're going to get the nutrition plan, which, you know, you want to look better, you want to feel better, feeling good about yourself and confidence and building up that man that you want to become is super important so that you can create a valuable person, so that you can have the respect that you want, and that you, the respect that you want out of the world and for yourself and the love. So he had it, but he didn't even commit. He just worked out maybe once or twice and he got caught up in the alcohol. He just like ghosted me. So it just depends if you're ready or not. Like most people I would say are not ready, but some people are. Like I got this one person, he weighed 290 and he's at 230 right now, which is amazing. And, you know, he was at the verge of, you know, taking all these prescription medications for his thyroid, all these prescription medications because he was super unhealthy. And, you know, he just decided enough is enough. And he reached out to me and, you know, now he's better. He's in a better state. He's feeling better. I just talked to him today and, you know, there's no turning back for him. He's never going to go back to that. Hopefully he's not, fingers crossed. I don't think he is. So he just created better habits and just realized that he has a bigger purpose than just being overweight, 290. He wasn't really I'm pretty sure he was not getting the respect that he wanted from other people, his wife. And, now he's changing the trajectory of his family as well, because his family is following him, as a man, as a leader of the household. You're leading your family. So now he's changing his life. Now he's changing his kids' life and his wife's life as well. So it just depends if you're ready for that, to let go of your vices. Again, going back to the Napoleon Hill, outwitting the devil, there's vices out there that will drift us out of our purpose. And our job is to stay clear as much as possible as far as our mindset, and just know that we have a purpose to reach, better relationships, better success in life, whatever it is that you want, that you desire. We need to stay aligned with that and be clear of that image, and not drift away with the vices, with the drink, the alcohol, the drugs, the womanization, the porn, the video games. And I help people just realize, there's so much more out there in the world that you need to focus on, that you need to better yourself in, so that you can stay aligned on that purpose. So everybody should be ready, but like you said, ego gets in the way. Nobody wants to help. But in reality, if you find somebody that's actually that has the results, and that's helping other people get the results and helping others in whatever way or form that is, then they can time lapse that. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to go on your phone, Google search it, and just experiment. Like, you already know that that person is getting results. He's helping others get results. So why can't you not be that next person to change your life, versus, playing the guessing games, like figuring out like what type of nutrition plan you need, what kind of training plan you need. A lot of people go to the gym and waste time. Like, they're just there to work out. And there's a difference between working out and training. Like, you should be training at the gym and not wasting time working out. I mean, something's better than nothing, but if you're in the gym, you better go hard. You better have a plan. If not, then you're wasting time. So that's in all areas of our life. We got to be intentional with our time and what we want to get out of that we're spending our time on, such as the gym, such as the kitchen, such as our relationships, so such as all our goals.
Well, thank you. And again, you give great examples of two almost opposite outcomes for two different, people. One was committed and realized that, there's a point where I need to change, otherwise things are going to go really bad,
Yeah,
and
he was gonna
committed to,
die.
well, I mean, die, and then it affects the relationship, affects everything around you, right? So it's everything, all the above. But now he's seeing the fruits of his sacrifice and his commitment, discipline, all the stuff. And there is no coming back. When you it's like you get the taste of it now. It's like you're tasting money, right? You're tasting something that is pleasurable. That is a pleasure when you feel healthy and stuff. It's exciting when you actually feel the energy. Boy, I mean, I'm feeling so much energy that I've ever had. Well, guess what? That feeling is literally exciting. It's like, all your senses are like hyper, right? And it's like, getting a high, right? So it's a great thing. On the contrary, when someone is still caught up in the addiction and things like that, it is draining. It is difficult to pull out. I mean, it's like an anchor that is pulling you down to the bottom of the ocean, and you can't really release. Now, you can with some help, but again, as you said, you're as a coach, you give the blueprint, you give the whole nine, you give the plans. And but it's up to someone to take the action. If they don't take the action, it's on them. You can't do it for them, right? You can take a horse to the water, but you can make it drink. Well, that's really that expression applies all the time. You can only show people the road and give them the guidance and the instructions and really the steps. It's like it's a cookie cutter. You do one, two, three, four steps, and you're gonna start seeing one, two, three results. And the sooner you get, with the program, the sooner you start seeing those changes, and now you're gonna feel better. But if you're not, again, committed, and this is the thing, people get motivated easily, can they keep motivation? That's the problem. Motivation goes up and down, it drops. It's the discipline that goes along with it. So
Right.
how do you work with people to get them into the discipline mode?
I just educate them. I tell them what works for me. What works for me is going to work for you, or it might not. We're completely different people. And, the energy, especially, like, we have to work towards that high frequency energy every day, because when we wake up, sometimes we wake up angry, we feel low, we feel guilty from participating in all those vices and the partying or the regrets. So we feel guilty or regret, and that's a low vibration frequency energy, and we want to work towards the enlightenment. Like you said, your show is about enlightenment, and that's a high frequency vibration. We want to work towards that. And the highest frequency, FYI, I just want to share this. The highest frequency is authenticity. Love is up there as well. Enlightenment is up there as well. But if we're in guilt, shame, anger, desire, then those are low frequencies. And I hope just people realize that so that they can work towards that feeling of just being unstoppable. Like, I'm creating a monster, a beast that can, you know, be forced to be reckoned with. And, you know, that's just, we have that unlimited potential within us. And I help people realize, like, there's hope. Like, you don't have to give up on in life. Like, you still have a lot to give and offer in life. Like, you have a gift, and everybody does. Everybody's special in their own way. So I help them, you know, realize that, and like help them structure a program in their own life, a plan that's actually going to benefit them versus, you know, not benefit them and just lead them to their demise and get caught up again in the matrix. So I help them break free from that so that they can free themselves and build better relationships, build a better persona, better character in their life. It's kind of like a video game character. Like, you want to build the best character in your movie and your video game, and, you know, just so that you can attract what you want out of life as well, with that positivity that you're creating within you, that the habits of, you know, being a better version of you by putting in the work is creating.
Well, you know, it's funny, I'm listening to you and you're giving these analogies about character in the movie and the game, and also you're talking about the Matrix. It is all the same, you know, in a way. I mean, we don't realize that, but that's reality, right? In a game, a character has the ability to gain, you know, to get shields, to get coins, to get this, to get that, superpowers, all stuff, to get, you know, and the more, I mean, some of these games, they don't end. These things don't end, right? You keep going and getting better and better. And the life is the same thing. We have a confined world, and we have a confined time space, you know, like time frame. And we need to do all these things, you know, to get there. And we have all the tools available to us, but we got to go for them. You got to go and get there. And I love what you said about getting to those high frequencies. And, you know, in the morning, everything starts there. If you start with the negative space, you know, and your mind is like in a gutter, then that's what your days are going to look like. If you start with like, I'm great, I'm doing good, a couple of push-ups, maybe a little pump, you know, early on, get a nice little breeze, maybe some sun rays, you know, like, you know, and I don't, I mean, it's all good stuff, right? It's the concept that you need to get started, you know, so we can get a better life. And by the way, these are things that are applicable, and we know that they work because millions of people are doing this, and they're seeing the difference, they're seeing the change, they're seeing the improvements in their life. And they talk about it. I mean, a lot of people have transited just like yourself and became coaches because they saw the value that they did to them. And then now they're sharing with people. I mean, it's like, it's almost like viral stuff. Like, you feel it, like you want to give it to people. It's contagious, right? You just don't want to keep it for yourself. You want to like, oh, this is great stuff. It's like a drug. I want to give it to everybody, but it's a good drug. This addiction is good. If you can get addicted to discipline, to high energy and frequency, as opposed to vices, that's a good one to do it. But yeah, and that's just a way to look at it, right? It's the same thing, right? You know, what is a drug? I mean, it drugs you, right? It kind of numbs your feeling, or it can get you hyper, like, you know, in the case of caffeine, all these things. Well, here it's a high for a high. I'll take the high altitude here and high attitude with the high energy, as opposed to low frequency, low altitude and all stuff. So thank you so much for breaking that out. Now, what does your program consist? I mean, how long will your program last if someone wants to join a program? Like,
I would recommend at least committing 3 months. I do have a month program that's $299. 3 months is $750. 6 months is $1,200. And then a year is $2,000. And then I do have an elite, which is more one-on-one. My basic one is more group calls every week. And then the elite is more in person, more one-on-one. And that starts off at, I think, $1,300 for 1 month. And then for 3 months, it's $3,000.
Now, this is anywhere they can call. Is it like virtual? Is it
yes, anybody can do it. yeah, it's online coaching. So I provide the blueprint, the mindset, the training, and the nutrition blueprint, the plan. And, you know, I hold you accountable. That's what most people need, is accountability. They need a structured plan. And you can go to a regular gym and they're going to charge more than I charge. They charge usually, what, $200, $300 at Equinox or Crunch for 1 month, and they don't even give you a nutritional plan. So, you know, if you commit to even 1 month, that's $10 per day. So it's super affordable. So don't think about the price, just think about the outcome, the feeling that you're going to get, because that is priceless. Your health, the better version of you, of whoever's interested, the outcome is priceless, of just becoming the person that you respect, the person that you want to create. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You can look me up on my social media, my Instagram, at Dr. Francisco Guerrero. And, you know, I'm always constantly showing what I'm doing. I'm always up at 2:45, up just showing people, being at the gym at 4 every day, and just showing my people my habits, my nutrition, my foods. And I'm posting every day. And, you know, I never miss. I take pride of that. And I want people to be as disciplined as that, so that you can create the better life, better lifestyle for you and your people.
Well, thank you. First of all, I thank you for breaking it down in terms of like the price and stuff, because sometimes people are like, you know, well, what is it going to cost me, right? And, you know, there's a couple of things. Most people say, well, maybe too pricey, maybe not too pricey. But when you start breaking it down, as you say, it's $10 a day. What else can you get today for $10? If you have an addiction, the least addiction will probably be more than $10. If you have alcohol, you're going to spend more than that day. If you're smoking, you're going to do a lot more than $10 for a pack of cigarettes these days. So all the bad habits, you know, a couple of coffees right now are more than $10. If you actually have, you know, a couple a day, you know, beverages.
Most of those things don't work.
Well, I'm just going like value to value. Like, people would spend that kind of money in those things, but they would probably be less, you know, excited about spending it on maybe like a mentorship
or personal development. Yeah.
Exactly.
Self-development.
That's right. And you know what? I think personal development, self-development is a key. Your health is the key. I mean, you want to invest. You can invest in destroying your health, or you can invest in making your health better.
Yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Your choice.
Invest in yourself.
Remember, I love what you said. You try to get people out of the matrix, but it's up to them to take the pill. You're the red pill. They want to stay with the blue pill. They can spend the $10 on the other products, or they can spend the $10 on your red pill and get better. And I love what you said. Like, you are showing by example. You people follow you. Your people are going to be seeing the action. This is not just you talk. You're literally up there in the morning at the gym doing your thing, showing the nutrition. And that makes a big difference. And by the way, I've had great, you know, discussions with a lot of coaches, and they all have the same thing. And that's one thing I admire, is that they don't just talk, they actually show. And you follow them, I follow everyone. They're all doing exactly what they promised and that they shared with the public. And that's really a big deal. And the discipline is the key. And again, sometimes you need just that guidance. You need to see someone that you want to, you know, like, copy from or emulate, right? You know, if I see you doing it, it gives me encouragement. Like, you know, because if I do it myself, I may be late. Like you said, laziness can be a killer, you know. And when I see, like, you're my lead right now, so you're doing it, I'm going to do it with you. Maybe I'll get up at 2 o'clock too and start pumping, you know, whatever the case may be. But it gives me a little bit more of an incentive to do things when I see that my coach is really active. So thank you for sharing that, because maybe sometimes people don't share all the details, but you were open about them, and that's great. And I love that you have different programs for different people, different length, you know, groups versus individuals. And, you know, and again, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of personal training, but that's just a personal training. Even if there's a good and you pay the money, but it's only for one aspect of your life, you're giving more. This is the nutrition, the psyche. And, you know, now physically, I mean, you can even help them, I guess, remotely to do some maneuvers to help their posture and things like that. But, you know, if they're local in the Texas area, they probably can even visit with you. So there's that opportunity there as well. We've covered a lot of grounds, dude. Is there anything else you want to share with our audiences?
No, that's about it. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here. It's been a great time.
No, it was fun, man. And, you know, these are topics that I enjoy. And, you know, again, it keeps me motivated. Just listening to this, these discussions and being part of the discussion keeps me like on point as well, because I kind of need to be always doing what I need to do to keep, you know, the body, the shape, the mind, the whole thing, and keeps the energy flowing. I mean, energy flow is a big deal, right? If your energy is like on a decline, that's a problem. We want to keep it up, 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 up. But you can only keep it up by literally feeling. I mean, the energy, I mean, we are through the time zones right now through technology, but I still feel that, right? You know, I can get it from your messaging, right? Your talk about, you know, how it works and what it does. It gets like someone like excited about it, right? So that's the thing. Well, so thank you literally for coming on and for sharing the value. And certainly now, where can people get in touch with you?
They can find me on my social media, my Instagram. I'm usually active on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. It's Dr. Francisco Guerrero. The doctor is spelled out. It's Francisco Guerrero.
No, the website. I have a website that I'm looking at. Holistic Fit Doctor.
That's for my coaching program. But if you want, you can just message me about it on Instagram if you're more interested in that and just want more information on that.
So. Okay, perfect. So I'll put the Instagram on the description, and that will lead them to you directly, and then they can connect with you and move on from there. So that would be easier. All right, good. All right, well, any last, I guess, words of wisdom you want to leave our audiences with before we close the show today?
I just want to say the longer you wait, like, the worse, you know, it can get. Procrastination is the life you could have lived. So we need to learn how to stop procrastinating and just take action and just listen to what our hearts want us to do. And, you know, invest in yourself, like we said, and invest in people that are out there, you know, doing the thing, you know, because people are willing to teach you. You just have to bring value to them as well so they can teach you. So you have all the tools disposable to you. You just have to take forth the action and just, you know, ask or bring value into that person that you want to learn from in whatever field that is. So don't be afraid. Just take action.
Thank you. All right, take action, folks. I mean, action is everything, right? So Francisco, thank you so much for being with us and for the valuable insights and really words of enlightenment here. So we're coming to the end show, folks. So I hope that you've taken some stuff. Now, if you do need, you know, extra help, whatever you're not sure, or you want someone to guide you, please, you know, reach out to Francisco through his Instagram, and then, you know, the rest is history. You guys can take it from there and make it work. So that being said, American Age, you know, we'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new topic. Bye for now.